Headed into Halloween weekend and the last weekend of early voting, and turnout is red hot, 56% in St. Johns County, Nassau at 55%, Duval County now at 44% turnout, and Clay County at 47% turnout. More than 4,200 ballots cast on Tuesday, GOP outpacing Democrats 59-24%, 15% are no party affiliation. Election supervisor in Clay County, Chris Chambliss, are you all still pointing toward an overall record in 2020, given the turnout numbers you see so far?
You know, Rich, I sure do hope so. I think that the enthusiasm is there, but we are running out of voters, if you will, and that's a great opportunity for individuals to take during early voting to, you know, use that flexibility in voting prior to Election Day.
Is this too late now, 6 days out, to put a vote-by-mail ballot in the mail?
Well, if you are a local Clay County voter, perhaps not. I know in the primary election, we had several postmasters that were actually driving ballots to our office at 6 p.m., which were placed in the mailbox that day. However, with, you know, seven convenient drop boxes throughout the county, it might be a better idea during your travels just to stop by. You don't have to stand in line and drop your ballot off there.
How do you then handle the ballots that are put in the drop box? Kind of take us behind the scenes. Each day, are you collecting them, putting them in a secure location?
So all of the facilities have secure boxes that the ballots go in. And then on a nightly basis, under sealed two-person control, those ballots are brought back to our office for the process to validate, you know, whether the signatures match and so on and so forth. So it's a very secure process.
Do you have evidence that this is working and you're getting a lot of people using the drop boxes?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Literally thousands of ballots a day are coming back via the drop boxes.
All right. So you still say that locally, if you're a local resident, that you feel confident enough that if you drop it in today, when would you put a deadline on that and maybe not feel as confident?
You know, that is a hard question to answer. I think that the prudent thing to do is if after today you do have that ability to drop that vote by mail ballot off into a secure location, or a family member can drop that ballot off at any one of the seven convenient early voting sites, would probably be best, and that way you don't have to rely on another agency to handle your ballot.
All right, you do still have 6 days remaining until the election. You have till Saturday to early vote in person in Clay County. You can see the line status in real time at clayelections.com, and you can track your ballot as well. There's a lot of information available at your local election supervisor's page. We've linked up to all of them in our election guide at WOKV.com.